at an army post, a colonel was stuck in the mud. And as a sergeant was driving by, he stopped and said, "Sir, are you stuck? Is your Jeep stuck?" And as the colonel approached the sergeant and handed him his keys, he said, "No, Sergeant, your Jeep is stuck." It would be quite easy if we could hand over all our problems to others. But what we can do is not let their bad words affect us. In today's gospel, it may seem harsh when Jesus said it is not right to take the food from the table and give it to the dogs. It's a very harsh statement. But this woman who had a tender heart, and if you don't mind me comparing it to something from botany, the French have a saying, if you have the heart of an artichoke, it means you love easily. You love easily because an artichoke has a very soft middle and it has an edible flower of this. And eventually, if you plant it in the ground, it will blossom with a brilliant purple flower. So this woman understood that people were calling her all kinds of names. But she extends the analogy that Jesus tells her and said, "But even the dogs eat what falls from the master's table." She did not let what people said about her affect her. And what people don't realize is she's a Canaanite woman. Who was in Canaan a long time? Abraham, the father of faith. And when in the sacred scriptures in the Torah, it says, all the nations of the earth will be blessed in your name, it extends to this Canaanite woman. And Jesus, when he calls her woman, we don't understand it in English, but in Hebrew, to call someone woman, Jesus addresses his own mother with that title, was a title of honor. Woman, how great is your faith? He doesn't use this for anyone else in the Gospel of Matthew, but through this woman who was not an Israelite, a foreigner, and people were calling her a dog. People were looking at her askance and giving her all kinds of false impressions of who she was. But we, when we hear things about us, from the time you're a child in grammar school to the time you're an adult at work or retired, be careful not to appropriate people's opinions of you. If they call you names, that doesn't make you that. Always remember your identity. I am a daughter, a woman, a son, a man, a child of God. That is your identity. And in this lesson, the woman's child is healed. She is willing to go through a lot for the love of her daughter. And we all know how much we would do for our children, but we should not forget how much we should do for ourselves. It doesn't matter what someone calls you. Like the artichoke, have a soft heart, a tough exterior, and only let those ideas and thoughts and words come into your life that express your identity of dignity as a child of God, or as we often say, as a child of light, because God is referred to as the Father of lights. The final thought is this. Here we have Jesus telling us, God works in church, outside of church, with believers and atheists and agnostics. God is everywhere. have a tough exterior, a soft center. Be careful what you appropriate. If people throw words at you that are not kind, do not accept them. You are the filter through which you can accept or reject what people say about you. Extend their analogies, twist their words, and say, I will not accept anything that is bad. Because when you save yourself, you are saving everyone you have contact with. Repentance and toughness and joy is everything we have to share with the people that we love. Save yourself first, and then you'll be able to save all the people that you love. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.